You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following message was presented by Pastor Ken Klaus on the Lutheran Hour. Its title, Free to Deny. Now here is Pastor Klaus.
Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Upon that truth depends your forgiveness, your eternal home, and much of your happiness in this world. Of course, in order for Christ to rise, he first had to deny himself and die. This he did in the greatest act of sacrifice that this sorry, sinful world has ever seen. It is my prayer that the Lord will use his great gift of grace to touch your hearts today as we bring Christ to the nations and the Savior to your heart and home. There are four-letter words that a minister should not use on the airwaves. It can get the organization for which he works, in my case, Lutheran Hour Ministries, into trouble. It can place him into hot water. And it can teach a younger generation words that will get their mouths washed out with soap. In spite of that, I am going to risk it by sharing a sermon about a four-letter word. That word is deny. In the eyes and ears of this generation's advertisers, deny is a word to be avoided at all costs. They say, you poor baby, you deserve a break today, so get out and get away. No denial there. They say you've got it rough. And you only go around once in life, so grab all the gusto you can. You noticed, no denial there either. Indeed, the idea that the world owes me produces situations like that of a young man who was proposing to his lady fair. It was a perfect night. There was a full moon, a sparkling lake. Looking into her eyes, he whispered, "Darling, I want you to know that I love you more than anything else in this world. I want you to be my wife." True, I do not have a Mercedes-Benz or a grand sailboat like Ralph Collins. I don't have a country cabin, nor can I afford a great diamond like he. But I want you to be with me forever. The proposee thought, and without hesitation, and an equally romantic voice replied, "I love you also. But tell me more about Ralph." In the eyes and ears of this generation's politicians, deny is a word that should never be inserted into any speech or public proclamation. That word can get you unelected. That's why they promise a chicken in every pot and two American-made full-size vehicles in every garage. They promise to heighten their help for the elderly and work on increasing welfare for the destitute. They promise to provide for the unions even as they increase the profit of the employer. They commit themselves to preserving the environment, even as they relax controls on pollution. They will strengthen our country's might while they cut back on spending for the military. They will stop the construction of nuclear power plants while they reduce dependence on fossil fuels. They will improve roads and schools and double the police forces. But you will not have to pay nary a penny more in taxes. No, sir. No one will have to deny himself again in this utopia that will be brought about as soon as they are elected. Such is the promise. And that is why no self-respecting servant of the people will ever use the word deny, at least during an election year. In the eyes and ears of some of this generation's churches, the word deny has also become anathema and is excommunicated from their vocabularies. Their thinking is, God is good, and he owns everything. Therefore, if you, a believer, have the right words, if you say the right prayer, if you do the right works, and if you want something badly enough, you can just claim it. After all, how can a good God say no to such a fine follower such as yourself? That kind of thinking seems solid. The only difficulty is their teaching is not the Bible's teaching. If it were, Adam and Eve could have turned around and reclaimed the forbidden Garden of Eden. If it were true, the children of Israel would have claimed the promised land without a 40-year wait and a lot of bloody battles. If it were true, the multitude Jesus fed with a few loaves and fishes would have been successful in claiming him as their earthly king. If it were true, the cup of suffering our Savior had to drink for our salvation would have passed from his hand and the cruel cross would have been crossed out. If it were true, Jesus could have claimed a life in which he lived happily ever after. If it were true. But it isn't. Our Lord denied himself and he died. Our Lord denied himself, and because he denied himself, we are saved. Because of that denial, we are glad to listen when he says, "If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and follow me." As I said, we're glad to listen, but that doesn't mean we're especially glad to do it. The young child does not want to be denied the right to stay up late. The young teenager does not wish to be denied the right to drive a car or to drink. The woman of the world does not want to be denied the right to an abortion. The unhappy couple does not want to be denied their opportunity for divorce. The porn magazine editor does not wish to be denied his free speech. The criminal doesn't want to be denied his right to an attorney. And nobody wants to be denied anything and everything they think they've got coming to them. The word deny is a four-letter word to everybody except God. You see, deny is a four-letter word that God believes in. The Father, in his great plan of grace to save humanity from its sins, for 33 years denied Jesus his heavenly throne and sent him to the earth. There, every moment of every day, of every week, of every month, of every year, he denied himself and fulfilled the law for us. On earth, as Jesus took our place, he denied himself the comfort of a family, the peace of a good home, the security of everything money could buy. Jesus denied himself all of the things that generally make people happy. Jesus denied himself so that all who believe in him might live forever. Jesus lived that four-letter word, deny. Don't be surprised. Jesus used other four-letter words as well. Four-letter words like love and care and give and hope and rest. The word deny is fine when it comes to God, but foolish and futile when it is applied to many of us. Too many Christian churches want a great-sounding choir. But this choir needs to be one which doesn't rehearse and certainly doesn't need their voice. Too many Christians want the grounds of their church to be inviting, but do not contribute a penny worth of seed. Too many Christians expect their called servants to be there in times of crisis and calamity, to be on call 24/7, but they will not make a commitment to the coffers of the congregation. Too many Christians want their church to be warm, to grow, to be inviting, but they won't deny themselves, step out of their comfort zone, and say hello to the stranger at the door. To them, Jesus says, "Deny yourself and come after me." Having made that confession, allow me to say multitudes in the world who live without the faith and future Jesus as one are even worse. If we as Christians don't have our act entirely together, you don't even know the name of the play. Our Christless contemporaries have tried to create a world where they expect to find happiness right here, right now. They want to be happy. They deserve to be happy. They will do whatever is necessary to bring that happiness home. On my TV, I have one home shopping channel after another, one infomercial after another, all telling me what to buy to find real happiness and be the envy of my neighbor, which of course is going to make him unhappy. The difficulty is, intense wanting and getting does not bring about happiness. The truth is, this world does not have the materials necessary to construct happiness. That's why, when the infomercial is over, when the box comes from my shopping channel, when all is said and done, unbelieving lives are still filled with despair, discouragement, disappointment, doubt, depression. There's an emptiness without Jesus inside that no credit card can satisfy. Deny is a four-letter word avoided by man. Is there no one who is prepared to deny himself? Over a century ago, at Reichenbach, Germany, on a warm afternoon, a lot of folks were chatting in the large room of the town's inn. The door stood open and the town's blacksmith sat nearby. Fearfully, a mad dog rushed in, but was quickly seized by the smith. "Hurry out," he said, "while I hold him." The mad dog bit furiously on every side. His teeth tore the arms and the thighs of the smith, but he would not loosen his hold. When all the people had escaped, he flung the half-strangled beast from him against the wall, left the room, and locked the door. The dog was shot. But what was to become of the man who had now been infected? The friends whose lives he had saved stood around weeping. "Be quiet. Don't weep. I've only done my duty. When I'm dead, think of me with love. Before then, pray that I will not suffer long or too much. The disease shall make me mad, but I will take care that no harm comes to you." He then went back to his shop, took a strong chain, riveted one end around his body, the other end he fastened to the heavy anvil. Turning to his friends, he said, "It's done. You are safe. I can't hurt you. Bring me food while I am well. Keep out of my reach when I am mad. The rest I leave with God." Madness seized him, and in 9 days he died. Died gloriously for his friends. There are people out there ready to deny themselves. That is what Jesus did. Except Jesus died not for his friends, but for his enemies. When we were threatened by sin, he grabbed hold of it. He reached out to it. He throttled it. Sin, Satan, death snapped and tore at him. But he denied himself so that we might be saved. Such an action was done not without cost. He had to suffer so that we might be saved. He was crucified so that we might be cleared from the curse of sin. He did all this so that the damned might be delivered, those destined for hell might find heaven. That's why Jesus denied himself. When Peter tried to argue him out of his denial and his death, Jesus continued on. Now he says to us, deny yourself, not because you have to, but because you are free to. Washed in Jesus' blood, you are at peace. You are free. Free to deny yourself because it's the right thing for Jesus' disciples to do. Free. Because you can't help yourself. It was about 30 years ago that a young man complained to a minister about the injustice and evil in this world. He blamed God for the whole mess and said, "I could make a better world than this myself." Quietly, the minister responded, "Good. Go do it. That's exactly what Jesus told you to do. Take up your cross. Deny yourself. Follow the Savior." Does it sound difficult? It is. Anyone who tells you differently is whistling in the wind. But allow me also to share. Denying yourself can be easy. For every time you lift a cross in obedience to Christ, in thanks to Christ your Savior. With it, the Holy Spirit will give you the strength and ability to shoulder that cross. Are you ready? Ready to deny yourself? Join with the millions of Christians who have found Jesus' words to be true. Look past those who are still dragging the chains of this life. See the tens of millions that Jesus has touched, and join us. God can use you. God can use any believer who denies himself. Yes, deny is a dirty word to the people of this world. Always has been, always will be, I suppose. But for believers, it is commendable to copy Christ, who saves us and makes us more than we were. If you would like to know more about this Savior who empowers people to deny themselves with joy, then listen to my co-workers here at the Lutheran Hour. Amen. Thanks for listening. We pray you've been blessed by hearing this message. This has been a presentation of Lutheran Hour Ministries.